You want me to stop? Stop what? Oh, the chair. Is this bothering you? Good. Serves you right for smirking at my outfit all day. I told you, this was not a fashion choice. My alarm clock didn't go off, so I didn't have time to get dressed. And I couldn't be late today. I had that meeting. I've worked here for almost 5 years. I can get away with wearing a nightgown to the office for one day. It's not lingerie. It's a nightgown. Okay, well, you're wrong. It's a nightgown. And my coat covers most of it. And anyway, I could show up to work naked and they'd never fire me. They need me too much. Unlike you, you are completely disposable. Just because you're in a higher position doesn't mean you're a more valuable employee. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. I have to take this. Shh. Stop. Yes. Hi, Jill. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so, the meeting was moved from 1:30 to, I'm a little distracted right now. Stop it. No, not you. Does 2:30 this Friday work for you and your team? Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a nice day. Give me that. Why are you looking at me like you totally didn't deserve that? If you're saying I started this by making my chair squeak, I think you should remember you took the brand new office chair and left me with the same old one I've been stuck with for the past 5 years. So you brought this upon yourself. What? Are you actually offering to trade? What's in it for you? No. See, your reason for wanting my chair is also my reason for keeping it. If I give it to you, then I won't be able to annoy you. So, thanks, but no thanks. I'll keep it. I just forwarded you an email, by the way. There are a couple attachments. Can you print them out and sign the first one? Oh, and I need you to sign this too. Hi, Lisa. As a matter of fact, I'm sending it over right now. You should have it any second. Of course. Not a problem. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye. Shouldn't you be working? You don't have a pen. Oh my gosh. Here. I hate how good you are at being annoying. Stop smirking. I don't have to be looking at you to know that you're smirking. Why didn't you CC me on your email to marketing? Yeah, that concerns both of us. It does though. You purposefully left me out of the loop. I knew you would. You're always doing that, trying to put me off my game. I don't know why you still do. You got the promotion. There's no need to sabotage each other anymore. Maybe you just love seeing me mad? You have psychopathic tendencies. You should really see someone. I meant a therapist. But actually, maybe getting laid would help too. Do I know anyone? There's nobody I hate enough to set you up with, so sorry, no. You'll just have to go to a singles bar or something. Maybe someone will be drunk enough to find you charming. What? Or you could go to an office party. I cannot believe you're bringing this up. Honestly, I didn't even think that you remembered. That was months ago, and you were new to the company, so I did not know you very well, and obviously I was very drunk. Not that drunk. Two glasses of wine is drunk. Well, I'm a lightweight, so... It's not like I asked you to marry me or something. I just threw myself at you. That's an exaggeration. I just flirted with you a little. That's it. Okay, maybe I did call you funny and sexy and sensual. I called you sensual, and now you're just making that up. I have no recollection of saying that. Well, even if I did say all of those things, any feelings I had for you evaporated the second you stole my promotion. It was my promotion. It was going to be mine. But then you showed up. Became all buddy-buddy with the boss, talking about sports or whatever it is you two talk about, and hanging out on weekends, and it's not fair. I'm not talking about this here, okay? It's unprofessional. No, what? We can't go somewhere else. We're working. Or no, I'm sorry, I'm working. I don't want to discuss this with you. Okay, there's not even much left to say. You got the promotion, I didn't, and I am bitter about it, but it's fine. I'll get over it. Just don't expect me to fawn all over you like everyone else in the office. So hot in here. I'm fine. I'm just overheated. But I'm fine. It's probably just because I'm wearing a coat. I can't take off my coat, and you know perfectly well why. Oh my gosh, it's not lingerie. It's not lingerie. It's a nightgown. I'm gonna take my 15-minute break and cool off. See you in 15. Sensual. Did I really say sensual? So embarrassing. This is why you never drink. You lose the part of your brain that tells you not to say embarrassing stuff. It's so hot in here. I need somewhere quiet where I can just sit and... The supply closet. This works. Finally, I can take off this coat. Okay, get it together. I'm blushing, aren't I? I can feel it in my face. How obvious am I? Am I totally obvious? I can't help it though. Like, the loosening tie thing. Oh my god. And the rolled up sleeves thing. And the jaw thing. Okay, no. Stop it. Just don't think about that stuff. Hey. Can I help you? A stapler. Sure. Here. You're welcome. Yes, I'm fine. You're sorry? Sorry for what? You did not embarrass me. My face did not turn bright red. If it did, it's because I was overheated from the coat. Okay, you didn't embarrass me. What? You're smirking again. I'm blushing? I'm not blushing. It's very presumptuous of you to assume that you make me nervous. No, you don't make me nervous. I don't recall saying that. The funny and the sexy thing, I might remember saying. Sensual? That's questionable. But that you make me nervous? Never. I am completely not nervous. Nerveless. Nerveless is what I meant to say. Okay, stop. I'm not nervous. To be fair, this is a very awkward situation, considering I'm sitting on the floor of a supply closet in lingerie. I mean, a nightgown. This is not lingerie. Lingerie is way lacier than this. You would know that if you'd ever been with a woman. Okay, well, just stop mocking my outfit. Earlier, when I walked into work, you said, "That's a good look." You were not complimenting me, you were mocking me. And now you've also insulted my intelligence by assuming I can't tell the difference. You think if anyone can pull off wearing a nightgown at work, it's me? Well, that did sound kind of sincere, so thank you. It is very comfortable. Yeah, I highly recommend it. You should try it sometime. Oh, I think you could definitely pull it off. Please, you would look good in literally anything. Okay, it's not like I was complimenting you. I was just stating the obvious. I mean, look at you. You're doing the smirking thing again. Oh, great. Now the jaw thing. Nothing. It's just this thing you do where you tighten your jaw. You do it whenever you're trying not to laugh at me. See? You're still doing it. Wait, what? I do stuff too. What does that mean? Oh, like what? When my... what? When I'm mad, my cheeks puff out. Like a chipmunk. Oh, wow, thank you. Adorable, huh? You just compared me to a chipmunk. What? That's why you bother me so much? Because you love the face I make? That's just cruel. You don't have to sit here with me. Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about? The promotion. I told you, it's fine. Well, I am mad that you got it, considering I've been working here way longer, and I worked really, really hard for it. But that's life. I'm not always gonna get what I want. Are we cool? I don't know. Well, we still fight all the time, don't we? I don't know if I would call it fun. Well, it might be fun for you, but most of the time for me, it just makes me all angry and flustered, and I can't focus. No, I don't want you to... You don't have to leave me alone from now on. I don't want you to leave me alone. I just want you to be nicer. And if you're nicer, then I'll be nicer too. And I won't squeak my chair anymore. Is this gonna be hard for you? Being nice? Okay, good. Then why don't you start right now? Say, good morning. It's nice to see you. How are you today? I'm doing just fine. How are you? Wonderful to hear. Do you want help with your tie? You've been messing with it all day. Here. You're welcome. Stop staring at me while I do it. 'Cause I can't focus. Because you're... You... I don't know. I'm just... Okay, fine. I get nervous when you look at me like that. There, are you happy? You make me ridiculously nervous. I can't even think when I'm around you. My mind goes blank and I get hot and flustered and tongue-tied and flushed. Which sucks, because you always notice, and then I have to make some lame excuse like, oh, I feel overheated, because I don't want to give you the satisfaction of knowing that I have this crazy crush on you, because you probably get people crushing on you all the time, and I don't want to give you yet another reason to be smug and not take me seriously, because let's be real, I've embarrassed myself in front of you enough already. With the drunk flirting at that office party and showing up to work like this. I don't think I'll ever live this one down. And I have this stupid grudge against you because ever since you started working here, I'm worse at my job because I can never focus because I'm too busy wondering what it would be like to kiss you. So that's what it's like. I hate how much you affect me. Great. Add the way you kiss to the list of reasons I can't get you out of my head. How am I supposed to concentrate now? Wait, have I been inside your head all day too? Because of the nightgown? Is that why you keep loosening your tie? Oh my gosh, I made you flustered. I feel so powerful. Now I know your weakness. Finally, I have a way to put you off your game. I'm so gonna steal your job. Not fair. All is fair in love and war.